I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees zoning meeting. The time is 5:05 p.m. Do a roll call. Those present?
Mr. Carfagna?
Present.
Mr. Wilhelm?
Present.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Present. All present. We have a quorum. At this time, I'd like to call to order the following hearing at 5:05 p.m. I will read the legal notice and ask if anyone wishes to speak, if they would sign in and to stand. And at that time, I will swear you in. So if you intend to stand, if you would, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Very good. See what I mean? Easy. All right. At this time, I'll read the legal notice. ZC 2015-01- Perfect Image Investments, LLC, requesting final development plan approval for new construction to be used for a full-service hair and nail salon on lot 1428 of the Chandler Corporate Park, located at 5940 Chandler Court, Westerville, currently zoned light industrial, LI, to apply planned industrial, PID, overlay zoning district. This time, I'll ask for a staff report from Susan Dorsch. Susan?
Okay. This is application number ZC 2015-01, and the lot in question is located in the Chandler Corporate Park, and it is currently a vacant lot. It's currently zoned light industrial with a planned industrial overlay, and the uses in the area are similar to the north and south, the north and east and west, and then there's a cemetery to the south. The application was filed and heard before the Zoning Commission on their February 9th meeting, and at which point they recommended approval to the Board of Trustees. They are asking for several divergences, and also they're asking to have this included as a permitted use in Section 1304 for its personal service business, which is not in their list of permitted uses. The Zoning Commission requested that they submit a photometric design. In the original plan they had submitted, they were showing three light poles, and they changed that to two light poles, so they did include that change in their resubmittal. And then they're asking for three divergences. One, to allow the principal structure to be set back 19 feet from the rear property line and 78 feet from the front property line, and the code requires a 100 foot from the rear and 100 foot from the front. So they're asking for that divergence. It's pretty consistent with the buildings that are in the area, though many of the ones on that south side are, they range from like 15 foot from the rear to about 30 foot from the rear, so it's pretty consistent in the area. They're also asking for divergence for an extra sign. The code allows them one sign for the principal use, and they're asking for two signs, one on the front of the building and then one on the, would be on the east side of the building, so it could be seen when you're driving down Chandler. And then they were asking to eliminate the need for a standalone off-street loading space as required in Section 1905. The applicant had indicated that they only get like one delivery a week, and it's a UPS truck, so they didn't feel that they needed a loading area. The Zoning Commission asked that they revise their plan and include an area on there in case in the future that they had a business go into that building that needed a loading area, that it could be accommodated. Oh, and the applicant, go back to the beginning, they're asking for a new building, and then they're also asking for part of this approval for in the future if they wanted to build an addition. So they've shown all of that on their plan, the place for the original building, and then there's a grassy area where they would expand to if they wanted to build an addition in the future.
At this time, why don't we go ahead and we'll have a presentation by the applicant, and we can open up for any public comments and then questions. So if you would, please state your name.
Good evening. Dan Samiak, DES Engineering. As Susan said, this is for the purpose of a nail salon and hair, service industry. I do have a question about something that I've read in the report, and perhaps either of you or Susan might be able to comment on it. We have asked for a divergence for two signs, and I believe I've heard mentioned the context of one sign per principal use. And if they expand in the future, it was my understanding when I was listening to the folks on the Zoning Commission or the Planning Commission said that as long as the signs don't exceed a certain square footage, and if they expand for their own facility, they probably wouldn't add another sign on the front of the building. But if they were to expand and have an additional use adjacent to theirs, would they be permitted to add a small sign for that use as long as the entire signage across the frontage was within the code?
As long as that sign that was added for the new tenant was within the requirements of the code, they could add that without going back to the Zoning Commission. If they wanted a larger sign, or in the future if you wanted a monument sign or something, then you'd have to come back for development.
Okay. And then the only other thing that I just want to make sure that is understood, on the report, item 8 for lighting, they indicate that they're seeking two wall packs. The lighting plan actually shows two on the front of the building, two towards the back corners. The front of the building was questioned in the previous meeting about lighting and safety. I think the four were always shown, so I just want to make that correction. But with that, I'm welcoming any questions that you folks might have.
Thank you, Dean. I guess on the expansion, would you anticipate the expansion going to the east, to the west? What would be the...
It is shown to the west, and there is room for 1,500 square feet. I believe the dimension is a 30-foot expansion on the layout plan. That would be sheet 3. Total of 1,530 square feet. And the grading has been planned for that expansion.
Okay.
So it's Mr. Chairman. So it's possible then that the future tenant spaces listed could either be an expansion of the salon itself.
Yes.
Or it could be somebody completely different.
That's correct.
Or something else.
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions?
But it won't be built right away.
No, it will not. It's not intended. It's as I understand it, it's not a part of the building plans. Okay.
Other questions?
Yeah,
sure. Oh, not for him yet?
Unless we've got, are you the one who's presenting?
Cindy, I think.
Well, I'll wait till she presents.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's all.
We're good for right now.
Yes, sir.
We may call you back.
That's fine.
If there's other questions. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to? Yeah, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, your business.
We opened up June 1st, 1985.
Okay.
And our demographic is around here, so it's always been our dream and our wish to move towards this area.
Where are you located right now?
We're located on Cleveland Avenue and Schrock Road. So we've been in business for 30 years, so.
Flag Center?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flag, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we have 10 hairstylists and a nail girl and a girl that does facials, and hopefully with our hope that we can better serve our demographic at this area towards this way than where we're at.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but we love, you know, we've been, it kind of says, you know, tells the test of time, we've been here for a while, so.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere.
Is this a relocation of that facility, or
yeah.
is this in addition
yeah.
to that?
Yeah, it's a relocation. Yeah. So.
Very good.
So we're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, well, great.
Very good.
Well, we appreciate you looking at Genoa Township.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's been our dream.
Good.
So we've had
a sizable investment is what you're proposing here, so.
Absolutely.
And you've had that lot for some time, right?
Yes. Well, we've had some hiccups along the way, so there's, you know, so now we're ready to go forward.
Thanks for sticking with it and for bringing your business to this township.
Absolutely.
So are you the owner, one of the owners?
I'm one of the owners.
Okay.
And Brenda Althauser, she's our co-owner, and Jill is our salon manager. So she makes sure that we can cut hair, and she takes care of all the back behind the scenes, and we can stand behind the chair and work.
I actually live in Genoa Township right down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah. And I'm hoping to move here too also.
Good.
So.
Love to have you.
Yeah.
All right, great. Any other questions?
Actually, I do have, they're more technical in nature, related to the zoning application itself in particular. And actually, Dan, you brought up one of the issues I had a question about.
Okay.
The wall packs, you indicated that there's four instead of the two that were in the documents.
There are four instead of the two that were stated in the report.
Right.
The
okay.
four were always in the document.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are the exact locations of the four?
If you take a look at the, and I'm just going to state the last page of the application, there's a lighting calculations. It'll be the last folded page, or there's two of them. One of them is a point by point. You're looking at a ortho there, but you can see them on the corners. They are noted as W at 12 feet, which I'm assuming wall pack 12-foot height. Yes.
Okay. The reason I ask was I noticed that there's no wall pack on the rear of the building.
That's yet. Correct. There's going to be under lighting on on the patio that is shown. If you look at the layout sheet a few pages forward or the building plan itself, the sections, side elevations, it shows that patio in the rear with some pillars. And there's going to be lighting underneath. Yeah,
okay.
In the ceiling.
Is that lighting going to be on as security lighting also?
Oh, I have no idea.
Business hours, I guess. My concern is the safety factor. That's also what appears to be one of the exits to the building. I'm considering, you know, I'm not sure what your hours of operation are, but night hours, especially in the winter, are these going to be for security also, or just during hours that you're using the veranda?
We could have them. Obviously, security is our biggest concern.
Right.
So, and everyone's safety. So, you know, I would assume that we would have lighting that we could see outside. So, I would say yes.
At least one of the lights under the veranda would
yeah.
be on at
yeah.
night hours, particularly if the police officers are checking security of the building. you know, they do cover all these buildings, and that would be a very dark side of the building with the cemetery back there if it wasn't, didn't have some sort of downlighting during night hours of security. So I guess I'd like to make sure that that would be included, that some of that lighting would be there at night.
Yeah, we could have it as
I guess this is a question more for Susan. Do we know what kind of lighting is there to the on the adjacent buildings in the back right now? Similar?
I know. I mean, I'm not aware that they have lighting in
there. Well, to the east, of course, is the gravel lot for Giammarco, so that's very dark.
Right.
And
I mean, back of his building is lit, obviously, because he, you know, especially in this spring, summer, or fall, he uses that. I'm not aware of the ones to the west, if they have lighting on them. I know they're more of an industrial type warehouse use, so I don't know that they have lighting in the back.
I don't think they have exit on the back.
Okay.
In the winter. But I you know, that's that would be something that we could do.
I guess I'd like to make sure that since you already are including lighting in the veranda anyway, I would include at least one of those to stay on so that the rear is lit, just like you've got the wall packs around the other side of the building. And are the wall packs going to be on 24/7 or just open hours or sometime up till 10 o'clock or something?
Well, my guess, and I don't know this for a fact, but I mean, I'm thinking they stay open till 9. And when it's dark out, the lights will come on. They'll have a schedule. Again, I think that's an owner issue. I mean, I suspect that.
A timer, maybe.
I'm thinking some previous applications we've had it where the lights like that are on, maybe an hour after closing or an hour after the last person leaves, so that they're secure, but they're not on, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
But making sure things are secure at least while there's people there and even sometime after.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Let's see. A couple other questions. The signs are lit. Was there any designation of the hours of the signs being lit also, because most of those signs are turned off after a certain time at night. Was there any discussion about when those would be turned off?
Not to this time.
No. Okay.
But we have a timer at our other salon that shuts off, so we would probably have that as well at this location also.
10 o'clock or something, maybe.
Or maybe till midnight or something like that, so we can have a timer that we can have control over that.
Okay.
So it would be lit. I'd like to have it lit at night sometime.
Oh, sure. Yeah. In the evenings.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking late.
I think Giammarco's signs stay on all night. I know the ones at the front entrance, like State Farm and Mark Drug, I mean, they're lit all night.
Yeah,
we ran that into that on, there was the expansion for the builder back there. That could be.
Yeah.
Something changed in that building. Maybe it was another use for part of that building. And we've discussed timing on exterior signs and lights.
I just know that the ones at the front are on.
They're on.
But those are facing Route 3.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Those are facing Route 3. It makes sense. I mean, for something like this and the other ones on Chandler.
Yeah. My concern is lighting up that whole area when you do have residents. I mean, granted, they're not right next to it, but the light at night with yards backed up to the whole development there, we've tried to keep those lights down, at least late at night.
I'm not sure anyone else down there has a lit sign either.
I don't think there'll be any complaints from the residents to the south. So.
Yeah,
the
sound, they don't
get
the
sound
complaint
majority
so
now.
Far.
That's right, yeah.
It makes more sense economically to have them come off at a certain time.
Sure. Okay.
And have, you know, so that it makes to leave them on all night doesn't make
good.
Sense.
Okay.
To me. So.
Let's see. more question, and this is more of a, maybe a question for Susan, or maybe what the board may have discussed. One of the comments at the beginning of the application was the fact that this is in a LI, light industrial, with a PID overlay, which are industrial definitions. And even in the application on page 5, it says, while the applicant's use meets none of the above definitions, the proposed development will fit the use of the property as consistent with many of the others. I agree with your arguments on that. I'm just thinking that to make this done correctly, it really should have been included as a divergence, because that district specifically, it only allows certain things, and the rest of that part of the code says nothing else. I'm sure that we've had reason to allow service-oriented businesses back there. Obviously, there's several. And it makes all the sense in the world, but the code isn't written that way, and I just want to make sure we add something that, as a divergence, this is also an approved use, not just stating it as part of the development plan.
Is that something that could be done in this meeting, or is that something that we have to go back to?
No, I think we can do that by just making our own amendment to the application.
Adding another divergence
right.
to the list.
And approving it.
We include right. that in the motion, possibly?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I certainly agree with your arguments. They were very well laid out as far as why a service business fits in this industrial zoning district.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem with it. I just want to make sure it's done correctly here.
That's
so we
fine.
Don't run into problems.
We don't have any objection. We didn't make the decision on how to approach that.
Okay.
We were fine with whatever you'd like to do.
Yeah, it's more of an administrative issue, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's probably one of those things that, from a code standpoint, we need to look at adjusting our LI district list of permitted uses, since we've already got a number of them back there.
And you have one more lot that will be developed.
It has something, plus potential expansion of your building and the reuse of others back there. Those are the kind of things that we need to look at when it comes to future use of this development, too. We don't want to be putting things in there unpermitted. So.
My question is more for Susan. So the potential addition at some point, if it's not the salon, if it's another business entirely, that would be a planned industrial, correct? Because you're rezoning the whole site planned industrial? It's not. Okay.
Right.
So that tenant, would they have to file a development plan, or it would just have to be an existing permitted use under planned industrial then?
Yeah. If they were an existing permitted use, they would not have to come back to the, and that's why they're asking for that addition now, so they
sure.
don't have to come back.
Right, okay. But if it was going to be light industrial, then they would have to come back and get a rezone. Could they?
Well, the lists are identical.
Okay.
In the planned and the light industrial, but if they wanted something like in this case that wasn't specifically listed, then they would have to come back to add that as a permitted use.
Okay. Just want to clarify.
Any questions?
Just one other thing. One of the statements was the impervious surface coverage of 56%. Was there an actual calculation done on that?
There was.
There was?
Yes.
Okay. Because it was hard to judge based on the drawings here, but it looked like more than the 56%. But if there was a calculation done, I'm fine.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any questions?
Any questions?
No additional questions, but I guess, I'm prepared to offer a motion if there's no more discussion.
Any other public comments of any kind?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It would be helpful to know how would we phrase that additional divergence. It would come under the 1 through 4 that's blank.
Let's see.
Well, there's, don't we reference the divergence down there already?
Yeah,
the divergence from the following
divergence.
And a fourth at the bottom.
Well, okay. There's. I mean, it would be, I guess my motion would be to approve it with the divergences.
There's three divergences listed, and then...
So the three at the bottom are the ones that are currently being requested.
Right.
Okay, so then we would add a fourth.
We're going to add a personal service business under 130402 as a permitted use.
Okay, I'll offer the motion and then we'll see if I get it right.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Genoa Township Zoning Commission to approve the final development plan proposed by Perfect Image Investments, LLC, for new construction to be used for a full-service hair and nail salon on lot 1428 of the Chandler Corporate Park, located at 5940 Chandler Court, Westerville, currently zoned light industrial, LI, to apply planned industrial PID overlay zoning district, and this is case number ZC 2015-01, incorporating the revised application dated 2/27/2015. Any commitments made by the applicant during this hearing, including I further move, so no additional commitments, further move to approve the final development plan with stated divergences from the following. Number one, section 1308.01, to allow the principal structure to have a building setback of 19 feet on the south property line and 78 feet from the north property line instead of the required 100-foot setbacks. Number two, section 1804.01, to allow for two wall signs as shown in the final development plan, one on the front, I guess that would be the north side, and one on the east. Section 1905, to allow the required permanently maintained off-street loading area to be eliminated until such time as it is warranted by a future tenant or owner's business. And then number four, under section 1304.02, to allow to include personal service as a permitted use. And that is my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, motion has been made. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Made and seconded. Any further discussion? Just want to add that we did get a letter from Fire Marshal Skeel saying that they've reviewed the plan and have no comments. Just wanted to make sure that was mentioned as well. Any other discussion?
I think it's also fair to say that I don't know if Susan touched on it, but staff has no objections to the approval of the final
correct plans.
And we properly advertised and we posted our sign.
Yep.
Sent out our mail.
Very good. Can we hold you in any more suspense? All right, hearing none, we'll have a roll call.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye. Motion carries. Welcome to Genoa Township.
Very good.
Hold on a minute. Is there any other business to come before the board at this time? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, I believe you closed the meeting first.
We'll
and
go.
We
will go ahead and at this time close the hearing at 5:34 p.m. Is there a motion to close the hearing?
Well, I think you just closed.
I just did.
You just
there
did.
We go.
Yeah, we're good.
consider this hearing closed.
But at this time, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other business, and I will move to adjourn this meeting at 5:34 p.m.
Finally. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Motion been made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Mr. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye. Motion carries. We stand adjourned at 5:35 p.m.